Stories Podcast.
Dude, I don't know if this Theraflu works, but ooh, feels good. Maybe I should mix it up with NyQuil. Do a shot of each. Oh. Hi, everybody. It's the 100 Word Stories Podcast, weekly challenge number 181. The topic is 40. I feel 90. Oh, well. I'll take my temperature in a bit. Just a word for the wise. You know, don't mix up the oral thermometer with, you know. Anyway, let's check the poll for last week to see who goes first this week. And it's going to be Josh. Congratulations, Josh. We've got a lot of stories this week. You can read along with them in the show notes. Text of the stories is up at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll where you can vote for your favorites this week. There's a lot. A lot of stories. 20, to be precise. Exact. 20. Don't go beating around the bush, you goofball. And I'm not feeling 100% here, so let's get the show on the road here. And Josh, let's hear your story.
Closing. Nathan's by Josh David Bodson. Joey plunged the hot dog into the water and watched it expand before pulling it out and cramming it into his already full mouth. Chewing furiously, he imagined himself a Viking destroying his enemy, piercing through soggy armor and rubbery flesh with spear-like incisors. He fought only to kill, to send his opponent, like its 27 brethren before it, to the bowels of hell. Joey grabbed the cup and pulled deep, not minding the soggy chunks of bread collecting on his lips before slamming it back down. He braced himself for the melee of approaching challengers. Only 40 more to go. If you enjoyed this 100-word story, please visit jdavidbodson.blogspot.com for more stories just like it.
Thank you, Josh. Well, I guess we know what you did with your prize money. I hope it didn't hurt too much. Oh. Oh, man. Facebook isn't loading. Oh, well, damn. 100 million people in basements all screaming out at once. Okay. Whew. Ah. Damn. Yeah, by the time I get over this, I'll probably break my leg. It's all downhill from here. Pass me a skateboard and keep the helmet and pads. I'm gonna have me some fun. Next up, Eva Moon has returned. You know, I just gotta tell you, the last track on the new album, Moon Falling Down, if Toxic Menges, is that how you pronounce it, if she were to do a video of any song, that would be a cool one. Although, I could probably do it. It would take me about 5 years. Anyway, here's Eva Moon and her story.
This is Eva Moon with a 100-word story. My first one in quite some time. I'm not quite sure what inspired me to start again, but, well, here it is. You can find out more about me at evamoon.net. 40. Amir stifled a groan of discomfort and shifted his aching bones as much as he could in the cramped quarters, but it provided little relief. How long must I wait? He settled his shoulders against the rough ceramic and occupied his mind with thoughts of how he would spend his share of the loot. Even split 40 ways with the other thieves, it would still be enough to make a comfortable life for a frugal man. At last, he heard the shuffle of bare feet outside his hiding place and the sound of the clay lid above his head being slid aside. The last thing he knew was the smell of hot oil.
Ah, there is no honor among thieves, or their accountants, or their posse. Make it rain! Make it rain! Oh. Thank you, Eva, and welcome back.
Next up is Carrie. Carrie came so close to a victory last week. But then there was that surge. I blame Congress for that. Here's Carrie, and enjoy.
Birthday candles blazing, Pintu leaned over the cake with his ears pinned back to prevent them from singeing. As he took a deep breath, Grandpa shouted out, "How many is that now?" Pintu held the captive air. From the opposite side of the room, Grandma returned even louder. "Five!" Pintu, still waiting, his little cheeks bulging. Grandpa responded, "If he's five, then I'm 40.
40 plus death?"
Grandma shouted over the huddled crowd.
"You would know,"
yelled back Grandpa. Pintu, still hovering over the flaming cake, only his eyes following the volleys, his cheeks turning a patient shade of blue.
Oh, cake. Oh, I don't even want to think of cake. Thank you, Carrie. Man, I was supposed to go to Chewy's last night. I know some of you think, who's Chewy? That's the place up in Austin that the Bush twins got busted at. But I love Chewy's. I don't go there all that much. But when I do, I know the parking sucks there. I'm sure there were a lot of people last night. Well, where is it? Where do you go? That's like my wife sent out a note, you know, letting folks know. But, you know, I think Maddie B. wound up going there and had a margarita. This is the funny phrase. In my honor. As if. Whoa. Give me a second here. Yes, you get to savor the moment. All right. Who's up? Who's next? Chestnut is next. And I think y'all came in from some forums, a writing forum thing out there. That's cool. Thanks for passing the word along. This drives up my hits by billions, and my ad revenue multiplies by, I don't know, make up a number. I don't run ads on this site. Why? Why bother? What's the point of ads? And they're like, we're all going to be, you know, it's 2003. We're all going to be blog millionaires. We're just going to write blogs and become millionaires. And it's like, no. It's all the big, you know, media players just shifting money around from one agency to the other, one pocket to the next, and nobody else. And there are a few that they tap, and it's like, here, let's feed the dream. And oh, by the way, we're a big media company. We're going to have blog hosting software, and you can share your opinion, be heard. So there's more content driving you to their ads, and they keep the money. Duh. No, forget about the ads. Just have fun. I mean, what's the point? Oh, good, another $5. Oh, joy. Yeah. You would have blown it on Starbucks anyway. Oh, I'm blithering again. It got a bit of a temperature. So here's Chestnut, and I'll shut up now.
The night was dark and spooky as the kids walked through the woods. All they wanted was a silly scare, but now, in the 40-degree weather, all they wanted was home. The fall festival was a hit for them, and they gathered as much candy and food as possible. The sugar rush they were now on made them easily convinced to go through the thick trees in search of the ghostly creature that hid among them. Somewhere, a tree branch snapped, sending them to a sudden panic as they turned and ran the 10 feet out to the clearing.
Thank you, Chestnut. You know, you remind me of a pair of gophers on a certain show, Bedtime Stories My Kids Love, by M.B. Darrow. You wouldn't happen to be related, would you? Thank you, Chestnut. And now, Stephen the Nuclear Man. He's coming on strong each of these weeks. I'm just amazed at, well, I'm amazed that there aren't more votes. I'm looking at the traffic stats here, and I know it's not about the numbers, but converting those hits into votes, people letting you know what they think of your stories. I mean, this week there are 20 stories, right, by 19 people? There should be at least 19 people voting. And I know not everyone's going to vote for, you know, oh, this one's great, this one's great, and then 19 equals 19 votes for somebody. But I know the numbers. And, you know, you get better voting percentages out of Kazakhstan. You know, come on, people. Let these fine folks who have taken their time to write and occasionally record, to let them know what you think of their stories. Decloak. Come into the comments. Let these people know. I'm letting them know. I'm saying thank you, and this is cool, and wow, and you're scaring the crap out of me. And now that I've rambled enough, Steven the Nuclear Man.
In this world, lawyers are real predators. Feral copyright attorneys hunt the streets. Outside, a patent infringer's gunship ravages a corporate skyscraper. The building rumbles, preparing to launch into low orbit. I shake my head. The scene fades as I toss the paper, my 40th attempt at a believable world, into the waste bin. I write again, and the world fills in around me. Giant insects buzz, a velociraptor screeches, and I quickly throw that paper aside. I pick up my pen again. This time, I write you. Your world. Your cities. Your people. I'm not sure if I like it.
A condemnation of modern life. Love it. Ah, let's get back to the giant insect lawyers. I'm all for it. Giant insect lawyers. That'd be a cool topic for next week. No. Next week's topic is crushed. Thank you, Stephen. Next is Enema Zabaleta. She's been getting down on herself. You don't see the notes that people send. She's been getting down on herself. Enema, cheer up. You're doing good. You're writing cool stuff. I'm enjoying it. Others are enjoying it, but not voting because they're lazy or they're driving or they don't have any fingers. If you don't have any fingers and you're listening to this, I could spare a few. How do you donate a finger? Have the doctors take off your big toes and make thumbs out of them. I heard they do that. Here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 181. My recording environment is not the best, but we'll go with it anyway. This story is Mistaken Identity.
If you paid Big Louie on time, I wouldn't have to come visit. Why would a sweet old granny like to bet that kind of money on the fights anyway? You just don't look the type. What's that? Hold on. I'm going to pull off the tape now.
It's not me you want, you goon. I'm Joan Smith, not John Smith.
You weren't John Smith? Apartment 4D?
No. He's in 4T.
Eh. Benny, let go of the old lady. And remind me to get a new cell phone in the morning. You can't understand a thing anybody says on this.
Yeah. Woo. Get your granny in a gunny sack. Getting it on. Oh, thank you, Anima. Next up, somebody new. We're getting a lot of new people this week. This is cool. I like it. How many of you are going to stay around, and how many are going to think, who's that idiot with a cold babbling in between our stories? This thing is an hour long. Who's going to listen to this? Yeah. Next up is John W.
Red and blue lights flashed behind me. I pulled over, rolled down the window, and placed my hands on the steering wheel. When the officer approached, I could see my reflection in his mirrored sunglasses. He spoke in a calm yet firm tone. Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? I didn't answer. I knew why. Sir, You were doing 87 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone, he said. Still, I did not answer. He looked in the back of the seat and said to me, "Follow me, sir." We raced off together to the hospital, my wife in labor.
Cool. Congratulations, John. Mazel tov. Here's to your new child. And speeding ticket. You gonna call the kid Speedy? Oh, sorry. Thank you, John. Not a single dirty thing in that story. I like it when it's a mix of clean and just pure smut. Let me hold on. This next one. Okay, no smut in this one from Brad, so it's safe. Let's continue. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the podcast.
Once upon a time, there lived a bewitched princess that had been asleep for 40 years. Her queenly mother prayed for a hero to come and break the spell. Her mother's prayers were answered when a valiant 40-year-old prince with gold mail and a super-fast horse fought his way past dragons and swamp monsters and stuff like that to get to her and wake her with a kiss. But then he realized that she was 18 when she fell asleep, and that would make her 58, so he passed and married a 22-year-old duchess from Notlob.
Passing up the Princess Cougar, huh? Ooh, Brad. We're going to have a talk. Thank you, Brad. Oh, wow. Almo is back. Almo Schumann. After all this time. Cool. Almo never records any of his stuff, so I'm trotting out. Yes, that's right. It's the midget. And he's ready to hear your plea to read your story.
Okay, I'll read it. Peter slipped on the wet, muddy floor, then slipped heavily on something else. Shit, he said, an interjection and a description. He cleaned himself up, cursed the cow, and began mucking out the pen. He looked uncertainly at the hay, which would mildew if they couldn't figure out a way to dry it soon. He caught a movement out of the corner of his eye, his father. Peter's frustration boiled over. Look, he yelled at Noah. It's been 39 days of this same thing. Peter glanced at the cow. If this rain lasts 40 days, it's burger time, baby.
Thank you, midget. I'll go back to bed. Burger time, baby. Burger time, baby, as the tree rocks. I don't know, there could be a song in that. Ever play Burger Time? That's one of my favorite video games. Yeah, I know, they're like, you know, 3D spacemonger internet site. No. Burger Time. Food. Speaking of food, here's Guy David, who does the music for the beginning of the podcast, the end of the podcast, and probably this story.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 181. I'm Guy. I really am. The topic for this week's challenge is 40. Enjoy!
Forty butterflies are dancing on my grave. 40 red flowers are arranged in a circle on hard stone. 40 babe maidens are waiting for me. I scream, I'm alive, I'm still alive, let me out. But no one hears. The earth tastes sweet in my mouth. I sob. I've been here for 40,000 years. Still, there's no sign of me becoming hungry or tired. Forever doomed under a spell to stay alive in my grave, counting eternity. The walls of my grave disintegrated long ago. am now part of the soil. I'll stay here forever. It's my destiny.
Cool. Hey, that feels like how I feel today. Thanks, guy. And if you couldn't understand what he was saying or the weird creature thing, the text of the story is in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. But as much as I've said that in the past, what, 3 years? You should know that by now. Next up is someone new, Basri. I think it's Basri. Basri writes over at 100 words a day or something. I remember that site. I've just, every now and then I go looking, you know, searching on Drabble and 100 words. And yeah, there's Norm Sherman, Drabblecast, who got in the wiki, and yet I don't know why a whole bunch of others aren't. A load of wiki crap. Communist garbage. Oh, anyway, here's Basri. Welcome to the podcast, and here's your story.
She asked with her broken English, "Today for tea, bring me home." "Eat for tea?" She smiled broadly. "For tea, today." "You're not kidding," I gasped. "For tea, you don't know?" I shook my head. That was a prize for entering into a cross-culture marriage. Your digestive system would sooner or later be compromised by strange customs. I imagined a slice of meat floating darkly in a sweet, aromatic Indian tea. She called it chai. "I am not drinking tea with meat, especially on my husband's 40th birthday. Please." 40! Your husband 40! "I cook good, not meat with tea."
Cool story. I know, y'all may have had a little difficulty hearing that. Once again, show notes, text, and welcome to 100 Word Story. My temperature is probably 105 by now. That's weird. Okay, so Nardo just went in the litter box. Now the kitten's in the litter box. In about 2 minutes, Bruin is going to come by and come into the litter box. They're like a parade of, "Oh no, I need to be the last one to poop in there." Litter box used to be in a closet near here. And they'd go in there, but the problem is, you know, we ripped up the carpet, stripped the floor bare, got cleaned, and then now the litter box is right under this table. And you probably can't hear it, but the kitten loves the pad. Everything, you know, scratch, 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 cover up, no cover up, just paws at the litter box container. I don't know what they're teaching kittens these days. Oh, speaking of teaching kittens, Linda, here's her story.
Hey everyone, it's Linda, wishing Crap Mariner a happy 40th. Woo. Thanks to Guy David for the music. Thanks to Weekly Challenge, without whom I wouldn't have bothered to use my voice ever again, and I'd be rasping away in secrecy with all my stories just hidden away, hiding in a hidden spot. Thanks to Crap Mariner's parents for making Crap Mariner. Happy birthday, man.
Come one, come all, gather round and see the clockwork kid, the wonder of the modern age. Built by robots on a faraway island 40 years ago, a group of opportunistic pirates couldn't let a good thing go to waste, so they brought him here to entertain you. Wind him up and he'll weave you a unique tale guaranteed to blow your mind. You'll be dazzled by his wit. You'll marvel as he interacts with the fiercest of jungle cats. You'll drool over his delicious bread. Run, don't walk, don't even wait for the bus. Witness the magnificent Clockwork Kid!
Okay. Thank you, Linda. What? Huh? Birthday? When? Oh, dear. Oh, hold on. Speaking of jungle cats, Oh, you just went from the litter box and now you play with the ball on the track, little girl? Come here. Come here. Come here. Grab the little girl. This is all you're going to hear from this kitten. Because she doesn't meow. Little girl doesn't meow. You want to meow? You want to meow, little girl? What? You want to meow? Oh, the old fart. He meows. No. Meow. What are you doing, buddy? Come here. Come here, dude. All right, get up. Get up, boy. Yes, I'm going to hug you. Yes, hello, Stinky. You are such a good boy. Yes, you are. You want to say something to the public? You want to stick your icky, turd-covered paws on my face? Thank you. Yeah, you are so stinky. Cats always land on their feet when you drop them. Well, when you point their feet at the ground. No, I'm not going to drop Nardo from a great height. He's kind of old. He might break something, like a chair. Oh, thank you, Linda. Time for Justin. Space turtle.
Space turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. I just want to say I had a good experience yesterday. Took wife and baby to the park where they hang out with some friends. And I went to the library and wrote about 1,000 words and over 1,000 words in just about an hour. And that was pretty cool. I could get a lot of stories done if I did that once or twice a month or a week. I guess that's a lesson in what you can do when you turn off the internet and just write. So today's story, something's going on today, I guess. Had a special topic. And my story's called Beetle. The weary dung beetle pushed upwards. Rain fell. It pushed. Snow covered the ground. Onward. It pushed. Food was scarce, yet it pushed upwards still. Jobs came and went, hurricanes and sickness, but still the dung beetle pushed up higher and higher up the hill. Many years passed, as did friends and family. How long can the beetle go on? Wait, wait, there, is that the top of the hill? Just a little bit further now. 40 years the beetle toiled, pushing the turd uphill, and now, with a final heave, the crap started going downhill. Happy birthday, Lawrence Simon.
It's all a lie, I tell you. His real birthday is February 29th. Doesn't appear on anything but the Mayan calendar. It takes a human sacrifice just to get his wish list on Amazon. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Justin. Man, you know, while I'm playing these and listening to these, I'm coughing, and I'm sneezing, and I'm wheezing, and I'm trying to build up just enough stamina to babble for about a minute. And then I play, and it starts all over again. I'm doing this just for you guys. This isn't for me. It's all about you. Except the bits that are about me. Then it's about me. Well, you being about me. Screw it. Norval Joe, save me from myself. Please.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 181 with a prompt of 40. Special happy birthday wish goes out to the King of Drabble, from this side at least. Keep it up. Go another 40. That causes me to wonder if there's anyone out there that participates in this that's older than me. I always thought that Lawrence was a few years older than me, but apparently not. If there's anyone out there older than 49, let me know. So if not, I'm the old man of this podcast. Thank you very much. Speaking of old man of the podcast, I'd like to point out that this number 181 is my 52nd consecutive entry in the weekly challenge. That makes exactly 1 year. And again, thanks Lawrence for having this site. I've learned a lot and really enjoy it. So hopefully another 52 weeks I'll go. So here's my story for 40. Okay, you were right about the rain. Only 40 days and nights and we're afloat. So maybe God is talking to you. But what's with the sheep? You bring two of each of the other animals. Why so many damn sheep? And why do we need to keep them in the bedroom? I know. The whole ark is crowded, and they did make good pillows at first. But there's sheep crap everywhere. I'm not putting up with sheep for another day, let alone 40. You better do something about them, or you and the sheep are going overboard. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I feel older than 49. Can't even laugh right. That's a good one. Thank you, Norval Joe. I think the winner of the... Well, I don't want to force anyone to divulge their age, but I get the distinct feeling that Terry T. of Quiet Time Podcast may have a year or two on you. Probably, what, 50? 51? Thank you, Norval Joe. I feel like a hero sandwich. Roast up the sheep. Getting a Woody Allen mind. And no. Whew, don't even think about Woodies and sheep. Oh God, that movie was so 70s. All right, Ishtar had a story for last week and this week, sent them in this week, so there are going to be two stories here. The midget's going to read them both.
I can't do this.
All right, here we go.
Such a hangover. 40 feet till I can be free. My body can feel it, muscles loosening, the skin slightly sweating in anticipation, a smile on my lips. Why am I reacting like this? It's Friday afternoon, the end of the work week. All I can think about is the freedom of what I'm about to do. 20 feet till I can be free. My coworkers tell me goodbye. Little do they know it will be. They try to stop me, ask questions, reports, forms, evaluations. Can't they see it all means nothing?
Okay, and man, I feel like that every Friday. And I yell yabba dabba doo. It sounds kind of weird in the tunnels, and some people have asked me to stop. I don't care. Oh, do you have to play with the ball on the track while I'm recording? Kids.
What? Another one.
Here is story number two from Ishtar.
Eyes follow my movements. No one can figure out why I'm so happy. I'm standing in the courtyard at work, surrounded by my coworkers. Gods, they think I'm flipping out. I smile at them and ask them to wait a moment. I can explain everything. I slowly unbutton my blouse. Light is shining from my eyes. I can feel the skin of my back ripping away. The cloud goes silent. In that instant, I feel the ultimate freedom. I'm hovering 10 feet up. My body has changed. Fire on my skin. Dragon wings. Oh, the freedom of flight.
Cool. Thank you, Ishtar. I need to remember to get out to Urbanity now and then. Ishtar has this venue at Urbanity Sim. DJs and... I haven't seen Blues Preacher there recently. I know I don't get out there much. It's the live stuff that I'm all about, but it's just, you know, I see the notices for, you know, while I'm at Kyle's, while I'm here, while I'm there. I know I need to make the effort. And I've been going to sleep early every night, too. Especially with this. Although, I blame that Dan Brown book. That new one. You evil masons, it's a plot. Speaking of evil masons, are there evil masons in North Dakota? I don't know. Maybe TJ is one. Let's perform the secret handshake and find out.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, a state of confusion, and this is Porty.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at
900 miles. It's been 40 years, so go out. Celebrate. Even if you spend the entire day inside, however, the very rotation of the planet carries you about 17,600 miles. This is about 6.4 million miles in a year, and nearly 257 million miles in 40 years. 40 trips around the sun net you an additional tour of some 23.5 billion miles through the solar system. In that time, the sun has traveled approximately 173 quadrillion miles around the galaxy at whatever endlessly relative speed that's moving through the universe. So, seriously, if it's your 40th birthday, relax. You've earned it.
There's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Thank you, TJ. Although, I gotta tell you, even though I haven't done much, one, the going out thing, I was supposed to go out last night, but I already told you about that. With the wife going back to work on Monday, that means can't go out in the evenings, although I could go on my own. How pathetic is that? Well, I'm just going to sit here on my own at Chewy's. Woohoo, happy birthday to me. Well, that's sad. Oh, well. Oh, man. Where did this come from? After all the cleanup? Oh, wow. Oh, this brings back memories. See, there's this site called unamerican.com. Srini runs it. All these stickers. And fuck work stickers. I love them. I give them out every now and then. I think I'm going to hand them out Monday. Just see if anyone puts them anywhere. There was one. It was like, fuck with me and I'll saw off your legs. My world is cold and lonely without hope. There's some really good ones on there. So,
what are you... Get out of there. What are you doing, you furry little retard?
I got this painting by Eshi, and I need to put it up on the wall. I've got the Filthy Flono. I've got two of El Grumpus. The Pets.com puppet, Michael Ian Black, the bomb, and then Quad City Mallards pennant. I love obscure sports teams. I've got a Michigan Battle Cats hat somewhere, too. So, anyway, Toledo Mud Hens is not obscure, by the way. So, thank you, TJ. And now let's move on to J. Radimus.
40. Today's forecast calls for unseasonably wintry weather, with a chance of freezing rain before sunrise, and after sunset, mostly cloudy all day, with a high of 40. Thanks for the reminder. Ma'am, do you know how fast you were going? No. You were doing 40 in a 20. I can't ignore that. Yes, officer. I'm sorry. I'm still gonna write the ticket, ma'am. She sighed.
There was some cut. How did it happen?
I dropped a vase and missed. I cut my hand and foot on the glass.
Well, you'll be fine now. 40 stitches, though.
Thanks. Some birthday. Guess which one.
Ah, that's my idea of fun. Make the midget do multi-part dialogue with one take. Pardon me, I'm just gonna get a sip of... Okay, it's feet of cold, feet of fever. Can I just put Jack Daniels on that list? I know it's dumb to drink while sick, but fuck it, man. There we go. Better out than in, I always say. All right, I've gone from the cough to the runny nose. I'm building up symptoms. I'm looking forward to the bloody diarrhea. The strange weeping sores on my skin. Blindness. Can't forget blindness. We can forget about impotence. I mean... How you down there? You still work?
Nope. I'm just good for peeing.
Yeah. Pretty much I'm going to build up every symptom except for, you know, ambient electric charge. You know, wouldn't that be funny if you're watching one of those pipe people walking around? You know, the people that piss all the time? And with the bad bladder... yeah, I know. I'm probably a few years from that. But the people with bladder control, and then, like, one of the symptoms was ambient electric charge. That would be messed up, man. Although, I bet you there'd be kids taking those pills. You know, they wouldn't pee at all, but they'd be touching the dog. Zzz, zzz,
zzz. Shocker pills.
So there'd be shocker parties. You know, Van de Graaff generators and Jacob's Ladder. That'd be cool, man. Sick, but cool. All right, let's keep going here. Dedrick is back. His story. He's been doing some cool things. So let's see what's up his sleeve. No, not that sleeve. The other sleeve. Okay, maybe the pant leg. Don't reach too far. No, really.
Each day, the programmer goes for a walk around the pond to relax. He sees a man playing a flute. It echoes over the water and fills his ears with musical joy. A gathering of large fish are often seen swimming close to the man playing the flute. Ideas fill his head about a fairy from the woods that turned his wife into a fish, and that he plays only to lure his lost love back to him. It is a silly story, without an end or a purpose. After 40 minutes, the programmer returns to a life of stress.
Ah, a life of stress. Of course, you could always be a repo man, because the life of a repo man is always intense. I should buy that movie. No, I shouldn't. I'd only watch it once. I bought The State on DVD. Only watched it once. I need to watch it more, because those guys are funny. I bought the two Quentin Tarantino smut movies, the Death Proof and the Grindhouse stuff. I watched the zombie one, right? And then I watched part of Death Proof, and then I kind of fell asleep. I'm gonna watch Death Proof at some point this weekend, probably tomorrow morning. You know, when the missus is, she's getting back into the night creature mode. Because, you know, her shift is later in the day. Mine's ungodly early. But I got to tell you, if I did not have this early shift, I would have missed all those sunrises from sitting inside a crappy bus full of weird people coughing on me. And that's how I got this. Some illegal, you know, don't tell me that, well, the answer isn't illegal, should get health care. No. The illegal shouldn't be here to cough on me. I'm going to just start coughing on people. Show me your ID or I'll cough on you. I'm such a jerk. Oh, by the way, speaking of jerks, here's Planet Z.
The last thing Michael remembered was a warning. drink plenty of fluids, and rest. He woke up feeling great. 40 years later, he screamed, "Fuck! Your chart says you drank an herbal remedy," said a face on a floating monitor. White nurse robots floated around it, going in and out of Michael's vision. Michael tried hard to remember. His roommate was reading a thick, leather-bound book he said once belonged to his grandmother. "Cures everything," he had said. "Where is that asshole?" said Michael to the screen. He heard a yawn from the next bed over. And a scream.
Thank you to everyone who showed up this week to be a part of the 181st Weekly Challenge, the topic of 40. Your stories, your lives, your hopes, your dreams. Well, they don't keep me warm because I'm wrapped in a towel, a blanket, a robe. I'm just a big swaddled mess right now. You can hear it in my voice. Although my nose is usually stuffed up and nasal anyway. I want to thank everyone and those who sent in gifts. I will waste your gifts on useless things. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. And it's been a good ride through the podcast. It's been a rough year. It always is a rough year. At least she doesn't have a giant pus-filled hole in her neck right now. Woo! The Coke Zero approves. You can check out the text of the stories in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Links to everybody's site if they send me one. And on top of that, you can vote for your favorites. Let folks know. Let that be your gift to me. Let these people know how much you appreciate their stories or, on the other hand, how much they suck. For instance, Planet Z. That story sucked. Don't vote for it. Okay, Frog and J-Cat, race o'clock tonight. I'm going to take another shot of this gooey stuff. Probably listen to some Crush while this turns into an MP3 file. Folks, remember, as I said before, it's all downhill from here. Grab a skateboard and leave the pads and helmet. Take care. See y'all next week. Until then, the topic is... What is the topic, anyway? Hold on. Let me look it up. Loading. No. Cloak and Dagger was the story yesterday. Crushed is the story. Okay. Well... I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.